those six we had out there in, between Lakeville and Leonard there, we couldn't keep them in either. So the old man made a a ramp going up to a particular window in the kitchen, and we'd leave it cracked open a little bit, and he put a buzzer on it kind of thing. He took a transformer from a model train set and a little buzzer, and he had a little spring, made a couple contacts on the bottom of the landing there at the top of the ramp kind of thing. So they could either come in and out, but the window was open. If the window was closed, the buzzer would go off, and we could open the window for them. They'd go in and out and in and out, but they were pretty good. They generally stayed on the 20 acres, but sometimes they wandered there. I know one of our favorite cats never showed up, and we went out in the dark, and he come crawling up the driveway. Apparently some coon hunters shot him. The dogs chased him up a tree, shined light up there, saw the shiny eyeballs, and they shot him with a 22 right through the chest. And believe it or not, that bullet missed the heart, the lungs, all the major organs just went through the meat. So, and that was a Sunday night, so we called the vet in Romeo and shot him right over there. And he lived. He was fine.